I am concerned with that, and we all need to be very vigilant as this process moves forward and be willing to blow the whistle on efforts that would have very significant negative impacts, not just on federal employees, but of course on all the people throughout the country who depend on the services they provide, whether they're people who are sending out Social Security checks, whether they're people who are involved in protecting our country, whether it be the FBI, the folks at Homeland Security, whether it's students who are getting, you know, student loans from the federal government. So we need to be very vigilant in that area. It's easy to talk about federal government in impersonal terms as if it's this giant bureaucracy that's not productive. The reality is, while you can, of course, find efficiency savings in the federal government, just like you can in other places, there comes a point very quickly where you are going to be hurting the American public with respect to the services they're getting. In NIH, you're doing a lot of research on cures and treatments for diseases. At FDA, they work to make sure that they protect the medicines that we consume in the sense that making sure that they're safe and do what they say they're going to do. So it has huge consequences if you take draconian cuts.
Are you trying to explain that to your fellow colleagues saying, listen, it's easy to pick on the government, but when it comes down to it, if we start really affecting employees, this affects not just you and me or the employees, but society as a whole?
Yes, we are. Look, federal employees are willing to do their part in terms of addressing our national challenges, including the deficit. But they shouldn't be asked to shoulder this burden alone. And people need to very quickly recognize that when you start taking draconian cuts in the federal government, you are directly impacting the lives of the American people in a significant and negative way.
Do you think your colleagues understand that, or is that something that it's a slow process to get them to understand?
Well, I know many of my colleagues understand it, but for others, it's going to require a major effort to, you know, present them with the facts so that they can understand the situation.